This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, May 17th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Michael Ryan in the Windom Journal reports that indicted Windom Town Supervisor Stacy Post is challenging the constitutional validity of the search warrant that led to her arrest on January 12th. Post, charged with 30 felony counts of eavesdropping and official misconduct, said in a four-page affidavit, quote, "I respectfully submit that my arrest was unlawful in violation of my constitutional rights and that the search and seizure were which ostensibly occurred pursuant to a search warrant was without probable cause," unquote. Columbia County Supreme Court Judge Richard Mott is reviewing an omnibus motion prepared by her attorney Dennis Schneckler challenging the search warrant. Greene County Judge Charles Taylor, who recused himself earlier this week during a pre-trial conference, issued the search warrant on March 20th, 2014, on information provided by State Police Investigator Joseph R. Arima. Post is accused of paying a part-time computer technician to install surveillance software on a computer in her office. Quote, "The illegal video and audio recordings captured the private conversations of Windom Town Board members, Windom office employees, a Windom Highway Department employee, an ambulance employee, a cleaning lady, and civilians," unquote, the grand jury papers in the case state. Read the full story in the Windom Journal.
Police will be checking seatbelt usage extra during a crackdown May 18th through May 31st, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on May 15th. New York was the first state in the nation to pass legislation requiring drivers and front seat passengers to use seatbelts in 1984. "The evidence is arguable. Seatbelts save lives," Cuomo said. "Dramatically increasing road safety for drivers and passengers can be accomplished with just the click of a seatbelt, and this campaign encourages all New Yorkers to buckle up in order to prevent avoidable tragedies." The New York State Police, county and municipal law enforcement agencies in marked and unmarked vehicles will aggressively ticket unbelted drivers traveling the state's roadways through border-to-border checkpoints and roving details to look for seatbelt violations. The state estimates that 91% of New York motorists currently buckle up, which is 4% higher than the national average. The town of Lexington reports that County Route 13A will be closed to all but emergency and local traffic due to the sewer construction. This will be full-time, days, nights, and weekends. Access to the Methodist Church and church activities will be allowed, the report says, until construction is complete.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 81 and a low around 55. Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 69. Monday night, there's a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 55. Tuesday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high near 70. Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.